One thing that we have seen, and we think we'll continue to see more of, though, is kind of this increased volatility, and these older markets become maybe a little more fragile, right? And then it just becomes a little bit easier to derail.
Sure. And you remember back when this bull market started, because again, this was like 10 years ago now, last spring.
I remember it very well, Jared.
Because again,
back in 2009, March type timeframe, we just kind of came to low of a really rough market cycle. And we're thrilled to be out of that there for the next, I guess, 10 years since we've dealt with anything like that. But again, it isn't necessarily the time. It's the health of what's going on. And, think of it like this, okay? As things age, they do get more fragile. So I heard somebody the other day say something like this. If you had a seven-year-old child that was learning to ice skate, right, and they're out there on the pond, we're just probably no ice left now, but here a few months ago, and they're skating around, and they were to fall and get hurt. And most likely, if they're any your average kid, how long do you think is it take for them to get back up?
Sure.
Not much, right? They're going to bounce right back up and start skating again. However, if you're a 70-year-old and you are out skating on one of these frozen ponds in Minnesota and you fall, you're a little more fragile at that point, and you're far more likely to get hurt or take longer to get back up. And I think that's kind of what, an aging market looks like too. Mm-hmm. We get more volatile, but also it takes less to derail it.
Sure. So to look at what happened in Q4 of last year, that's not necessarily a sign of a major issue with the market, just more of just kind of what you're talking about. It's a little bit more fragile the older it gets. That's what you're trying to say.
Absolutely. More okay. fragile and a lot of uncertainty out there during the last quarter of last year.
Right.
We got to expect some of that along the way.
Right. Exactly. So that's kind of the first point of dealing with an aging market, is to understand there's a little bit more fragility. What's the second point you want to bring up?
Well, I think just remember to stick to long term,
right?
And don't let these declines or recessions derail your long term plans. And every time we're sitting out with clients, we're reminding trying to talk with them about what's the goal for these monies, right? We can talk about your different investments and what they look like on a piece of paper, but let's translate that piece of paper into your life. Mm-hmm. What is it there for? If you're in your 40s and you're planning for retirement 25 years from now, right, let's not derail a long-term plan based on these short-term moves.
I think we do a really good job of it, or at least try to really portray that idea of not letting emotions get in the way of the decisions that we're making. And I think that that's what makes having a professional really valuable, because you kind of become that voice of reason, so to speak, when things do get a little bit more tumultuous and the phone calls kind of start rolling in. And we don't really have that problem a ton. I mean, we've had a couple of major ups and downs. And for the most part, I think we've done a really good job with our clients, where they understand, like, okay, this is going to happen.
Yep.
And it's in no way, shape, or form do you need to go and make some drastic decisions.
Yeah, exactly. And if you would want to make those decisions, the worst possible time would be when you think you should, when things are really going down.
Right.
And that's earlier this year, and even this quarter, a lot of my meetings with our clients have started with this question. Back in December, how did you feel? And if that answer is, boy, I was super concerned, and this is why, and this is what's happening, and I'm going to need this money the next couple of years. Well, hold on. Now things have come back, and now you could certainly make some of those changes. But again, understanding your goal for those monies, understanding your goal for those retirement accounts or other accounts, it needs to be the first thing to think about, and understanding your risk, Jared. I mean, I think you should be able to understand the risk you're taking on any investment you're making. And I love it when our clients come in and they're like, Ben, I just trust you. Just keep doing it. We've earned their trust over 15 years plus now doing this. And I love that. But it also is a cause for concern,
right?
Because I don't want our clients just to trust us. I want you to have a basic understanding too of what we're doing, because it comes down to education, And it comes down to helping them understand and really what can they expect from what we're doing in their portfolio.
Yeah, so that's kind of the third point. You want people to really understand and also review the type of risk that they're taking. What do you tell people that are approaching retirement that need some time to really kind of dissect what this market's going to mean for them?
Well, I think right now is a fantastic time to analyze the risk in your portfolio and to sit down with a professional like us, come in and let's talk about it. Let's help you understand what to expect going forward. Because again, this is an aging bull market, but it's starting to have, you know, some of that fragility show up. Hmm. If there's decisions to be made, we need to understand the risks that you're taking and just make the necessary adjustments.
Yeah. That is some great advice. If you are approaching retirement, maybe 5, 10, even 15 years outside of retirement, now would be a great time to have that conversation. We would love to sit down with you and talk about your situation, talk about your risk, and again, start devising a plan together. You can reach out to us at 222-4236. You can always visit us right at our office, 19th Avenue Southwest, right in Wilmer, right off of 19th Avenue. You can't miss it. We're right in between CCS School and Harvey Anderson Funeral Home. Stop on in, or you can visit us online at tatusfinancial.com. You click on request a meeting, you're one click away from sending us an email, and we'd love to get you on our schedule and sit down with you. I'm Jared Sebesta for Tatus Financial Group and this True Wealth Radio segment right here on KWLM. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
If you'd like to set up a no-cost meeting with Tatus Financial Group, call 222-4236 or stop by their office on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. And you can always check them out online at tatusfinancialgroup.com. Tatus Financial Group, inspiring true wealth. Securities offered through HD Vest Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through HD Vest Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through HD Vest Insurance Agency, LLC. 6333 North State Highway 161, 4th floor, Irving, Texas, 75038. Phone number 972-870-6000. Tatus Financial Group is not a registered broker-dealer or registered investment advisory firm.